Just when they could stand it no longer, they reached another candle and step and door, and about 5 flights after that, the stairs finally ended and deposited the tired children in a small room with one last candle sitting in the middle of the carpet. By the light of the candle, the Baudelaire orphans could see the door to their new home, and across the way, 2 pairs of sliding elevator doors with arrowed buttons alongside. "Just think," Violet said, panting from her long walk up the stairs. "If elevators were in, we would have arrived at the squalor penthouse in just a few minutes." "Well, maybe they'll be back in soon," Klaus said. "I hope so. The other door must be to the squalor's apartment. Let's knock." They knocked on the door, and almost instantly it swung open to reveal a tall man wearing a suit with long, narrow stripes down it. Such a suit is called a pinstripe suit, and is usually worn by people who are either movie stars or gangsters.
"I thought I heard someone approaching the door," the man said, giving the children a smile that was so big they could see it even in the dim room. "Please come in. My name is Jerome Squalor, and I'm so happy that you've come to stay with us."
"I'm very pleased to meet you, Mr. Squalor," Violet said, still panting,
as she and her siblings walked into an entryway almost as dim as the staircase.
"I'm Violet Baudelaire, and this is my brother Klaus, and my sister Sunny."
"Goodness, you sound out of breath," Mr. Squalor said. "Luckily, I can think of 2 things to do about that. One is that you can stop calling me Mr. Squalor and start calling me Jerome. I'll call you 3 by your first names, too, and that way we'll all save breath. The second thing is that I'll make you a nice cold martini. Come right this way."
"A martini?" Klaus asked. "Isn't that an alcoholic beverage?"
"Usually it is," Jerome agreed. "But right now, alcoholic martinis are out. Aqueous martinis are in. An aqueous martini is simply cold water served in a fancy glass with an olive in it, so it's perfectly legal for children as well as for adults."
"I've never had an aqueous martini," Violet said, "but I'll try one."
"Ah," Jerome said, "you're adventurous. I like that in a person. Your mother was adventurous, too. You know, she and I were very good friends a ways back. We hiked up Mount Fraught with some friends. Gosh, it must have been 20 years ago. Mount Fraught was known for having dangerous animals on it, but your mother wasn't afraid. But then, swooping out of the sky...
Jerome, who was that at the door?"
called a voice from the next room. And in walked a tall, slender woman, also dressed in a pinstripe suit. She had long fingernails that were so strongly polished that they shone even in the dim light.